A 72-year-old man says he will sleep with a club by his door following a shooting in West Auckland on Wednesday night. Officers were called to the house on Glengarry Road in Gleneden shortly before midnight, where a man and a woman were injured. It's the third gun incident in the Auckland region under investigation. A neighbour, who we've decided not to name, saw the incident unfold. He told our reporter Kate Gregan what happened.
Well, it's about 11:45. I heard a car cruising down. So I had to look out the bedroom window, open the window, and I saw a silver estate. No lights on, no engine. Stop in front of the house. Four guys got out dressed in white hoodies, black jeans, trainers, and ran into the property. I heard the gunshot, the bang. They run out, jumped in the car, drove off with no lights on towards Gleneden. I heard a woman screaming and about three or four other people yelling. Meantime, I'd phoned the police. Then a four-wheel drive appeared, who goes there quite regular. And he went into property, came out after a few minutes. Then he started driving up and down Amber Avenue, as though he was looking for somebody. Kept stopping, turning around, going a bit further, turning around. Then a couple of more four-wheel drives arrived, and they all talking to each other. Then they all went driving slowly backwards and forward, looking down the driveways. About 40 minutes later, 45 minutes later, the police arrived. Then I thought it had gone quiet. Then the ambulance arrived. They fenced off the property. The police parked cars in front of it and they put two guards on the front.
Was it quite scary with everything going on?
Very scary. When I've got an invalid wife who is fastened in a chair, I have a heart condition. I tried to keep calm because I also had a nervous breakdown. So it's awkward seeing all the cars flying around, and I know they'd seen me because I had put the outside lights on and went out onto the porch. So they had the headlights on so they could see. So whoever was looking for the people would have known I'd seen what had gone on. But nobody's been in touch. So I just keep my head down with my neighbour and I keep a big club at the side of my cupboard. I come from the back streets of Liverpool. So I've seen a little bit in my youth, but when I get to my age, as I said to the police last night, I was more worried in case they did know me. I've got an invalid wife. We don't go out. We only go out on a Wednesday when I take my wife for treatment. And you're on your own.
Detective Senior Sergeant Mike Frost says the incident is not believed to be random.